Now, U.S. President Barack Obama and his Iranian counterpart, Hassan Rouhani, have talked over the phone in the first direct communication between the heads of state of the two countries in decades.
Good afternoon, everybody. Before I discuss the situation in Congress, let me say a few things about two important opportunities in our foreign policy. Just now, I spoke on the phone with President Rouhani of the Islamic Republic of Iran. The two of us discussed our ongoing efforts to reach an agreement over Iran's nuclear program. I reiterated to President Rouhani what I said in New York. While there will surely be important obstacles to moving forward, and success is by no means guaranteed, I believe we can reach a comprehensive solution.
Iran's presidential office confirmed the unprecedented communication and said Obama and Rouhani expressed the political will of Washington and Tehran to resolve the dispute over Iran's nuclear program. It added that the two leaders, who spoke before Rouhani's departure from New York, emphasized the need to find a swift resolution to Iran's nuclear case. Obama says he and President Rouhani have given orders for the establishment of teams tasked with drafting a deal on Iran's nuclear energy program. Obama emphasized that the resolution of the nuclear issue could create a mutually respectful relationship between Washington and Tehran, but he also noted that Washington and Tehran have a tough task ahead for the reestablishment of their relations.
I do believe that there is a basis for a resolution. Iran's supreme leader has issued a fatwa against the development of nuclear weapons. President Rouhani has indicated that Iran will never develop nuclear weapons. I've made clear that we respect the right of the Iranian people to access peaceful nuclear energy in the context of Iran meeting its obligations. A path to a meaningful agreement will be difficult, and at this point both sides have significant concerns that will have to be overcome. But I believe we've got a responsibility to pursue diplomacy, and that we have a unique opportunity to make progress with the new leadership in Tehran.
Well, let's cross over to Vancouver now. Joining us via Skype is Alfred Lambermont Weber. He's an international lawyer. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, sir. Now, it is interesting to note that Obama has called this an important opportunity in Washington's foreign policy. But how much of this opportunity do you see Obama converting into real actions?
Well, I think that there is tremendous potential here. If we look at the tweets coming out from the phone meeting, I'll read one. It says, quote, "In regards to the nuclear issue, with political will, there is a way to rapidly solve the matter." And this is both President Rouhani and President Obama speaking to each other. Now, here is the place where action can really take place. President Rouhani reiterated Iran's position that Israel must join the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty and bring about a nuclear weapons-free zone in the Middle East, which Iran has been pursuing now for 40 years. That is a position which is entirely consistent with Mr. Obama's position and the position of the United States. So this is a time that President Obama, who's firmly committed to nuclear non-proliferation, and Iran can come together and for the first time in 40 years create the conditions for a Middle Eastern, a nuclear weapons-free Middle Eastern zone, including Israel, where Israel signs the non-proliferation treaty and joins in the weapons-free zone and begins to deacquiesce its own nuclear weapons cache. I can remember speaking to Mordecai Vanunu, whom I interviewed in the 80s. He was the whistleblower who made it known to the world that Israel had in fact a cache of nuclear weapons, which is against the intent of the nuclear weapons free zone. So I think that this is an opportunity for both President Rouhani, which he suggested, and for President Obama, because it's in his interest to pursue nuclear non-proliferation, to make that comprehensive agreement finally, the nuclear weapons-free Middle East zone.
Well, speaking of which, Mr. Weber, this opportunity has been present for Obama in the past as well. Iran has time and again called for a nuclear weapons-free zone in the Middle East and a world without nuclear weapons, so to speak. What has changed now that Obama is more willing to go forward?
Yes, what has changed is Syria. And Syria is where the American people, by 99-1, spoke up and said, no, we're not backing you on an invasion. And that's where the end of the war of the imperial wars of aggression ended. And that's why Obama went to the Congress, because he knew that it wouldn't pass and that it would go to the UN, where today the Security Council voted unanimously for a diplomatic solution in Syria. So actually, here he has diplomacy in two tracks, one with Iran and one with Syria. And President Rouhani is actually helping President Obama, because he's helping show him and show the U.S. Congress and the right-wing forces in the U.S. that they're achieving their objectives without war and with diplomacy, which is what the American people want.
Okay, we're going to have to wait and see how this pans out. Alfred Lambermont Weber, international lawyer, joining us there via Skype from Vancouver. Many thanks indeed for your comments here on Press TV.